Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another bonus episode of Foot Traffic. I am really excited to bring you this bonus episode. I've been just thinking so much about what is going to happen with a potential shutdown. And I've been thinking about you and what it's like for you in different states, or have you already been shut down? And we were just talking to one of our Foot Traffic Formula clients this past week, and she's in Belgium, and she's already been in her second shutdown for the last month. So lots of things coming up, lots of requests of what should I do? How should I prepare? So here's what I'm going to do. I created this bonus episode for you guys, and this is a part one, okay? I'm going to share with everybody in part one. Then in part two, what I'm going to do is, this it needs to be a little bit more private, and here's why. It's just going to be for my Foot Traffic Formula members and my Powerhouse members. The reason why is some of this stuff is really, really confidential information. I may not have publicly shared some of this with my clients, my employees, and some of the things I just don't want my competitors to hear before I go to release them. So part one is going to be as much as I possibly can give you. And then part two, I'm going to go completely behind the scenes. I think no matter who you are, you're going to get a ton of value out of it. And if you're one of our Foot Traffic Formula or Powerhouse members, get ready for part two because it is in depth. Okay. All right, let's jump in. So here's the thing. My strategy is just prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And if you are the opposite, I really want you to reconsider. I need you always strategizing and preparing for the worst. Because if I am right and the worst case really does happen, and you've been hoping and preparing for the best, you aren't going to be prepared, and you're going to have to be way more reactive than me or people that are following this strategy, okay? So we've got to be very proactive instead of reactive and waiting to see what actually is going to happen, okay? So what I want you to understand, and I've been saying this since, you know, 20 when COVID struck, you know, cash is king and it will be king, right? Now, typically at the end of the year, I am paying in full for softwares and masterminds and all the other ways that I can get my, you know, tax benefit and my tax write-offs of things that I'm already committed to in 2021 that I just want to pay off and then whatever, you know what I'm saying, right? Get that write-off. However, I will not be doing that this year, okay? I am holding on to as much cash as I can because I might need it and you might too. So I want you to possibly slow down on some of those spending. If you're doing some of the strategies that I am, and obviously talk to your CPA or tax strategist, you may want to consider, like, is this the best move? Yeah, I might be saving $3,000 or $500 or whatever it is, but I may need that $10,000 of pay in full or $20,000 of paying in full. So just think about that, okay? I am making decisions based on that worst case scenario. And I've seen clients who, honestly, I feel like they're loosening up a little bit over summer and heading into fall, kind of acting like we've gotten through the worst of it. And honestly, my theme this summer has been, this is the calm before the storm, right? So instead of loosening up and feeling like I can start to spend or I can start to make different decisions, I just kept reminding myself and my team, this is the calm before the storm, and we don't know what it's going to look like. Now, if you know a storm is coming, think about it. Like, just a real storm, what would you do? Well, here, I'd be going outside and bringing in like the patio furniture or the pillows, or right, you're going to get ready because the wind is coming. It's going to blow everything all over the place. You're going to start to really prepare. So when there's a calm before the storm, you should be actively preparing. And I have seen a massive dip in people actively preparing in summer and in fall. Okay. So please know that for some of you, and I think I'm still here too, this is still the calm before the storm, but now it's like the clouds are really, you know, all the shades of dark blue and gray. It looks pretty scary outside, right? That is where we are right now. It is like it's coming, and we just don't know when that rain is going to fall or that lightning is going to strike. Okay. Now, people are saying, things like, well, this vaccine should make everything go away and be back to normal by May of next year. Okay. So now people are starting to act like, oh, we just need to get through May. But again, these are all predictions from people who have no idea. Now, I caution you with this way of thinking. This is dangerous. No one has any idea when this will be over, right? And no one can tell you how our clients are going to feel. Even if the vaccine is out and starting, you know, things start to get better, what will their fears be? What psychological effects will our buyers have? Like, what will be going through their mind? They may still not be ready to go back to normal, even if this goes away. There may still be a fear of what if it comes back or what if it, right? This could still be a multiple year process. And honestly, this is changing the way we are doing business. So again, I'm helping you prepare for the worst so you are in the best shape as humanly possible. Okay. Now, I'm a huge fan of Survivor, and it kills me if I have any Survivor fans out there. It kills me that it's not on, and who knows when it will come back, because it's not safe for them to go to Fiji and be on this island, right, with COVID. So I don't know. Anyway, my point is, if you watch Survivor, the theme of it is outwit, outplay, outlast. Here's what I realized. We may not be able to watch Survivor, but we are on that game right now. We are playing the Survivor game. You have to be able to outwit, outplay, outlast your competitors, okay? And let me tell you, the people that do are going to reap massive rewards. Your competitors will start to fall. Not everyone is going to make it, right? Some have already closed their doors for good, right? So we have to make sure, how do we make sure we are the ones that survive? So my biggest tip to you is not just to think outside the box, but forget there is a box to begin with. Right? I think that's where I'm watching a lot of my clients struggle to pivot, are the ones that are like, but this is what we do. Okay. It doesn't matter what you did or what you were doing pre-COVID, right? Like, we are wiping the slate clean. I literally keep saying to myself, what does the market need? What could I provide? And I just keep asking myself that over and over and over, hoping for a fresh idea to pop up. So stop thinking about who you were pre-COVID. It's time to be open to other ideas, other products, other programs, other services you've never offered before. Now, in part two, I'm sharing two brand new products from my brick and mortar that is going to be very groundbreaking, very different, very blue ocean in my space, okay? I have never seen dance studios do what we are about to do. And I will share in depth in part two what that's going to look like. Because again, I'm not going to put it out there to my competitors before I launch it. It will massively set us apart. So I love it because we're creating our own category. And what I want you to understand, if you're not in our programs and you're not going to hear part two, how do you start to do that? How do you start to create your blue ocean, your unsaturated water where you can go and you will stand out from the rest? Okay. Now, since COVID hit, our goal was just to break even in my brick and mortar business. And it was just get as close to break even as we possibly can, right? Overall, we were able to accomplish that. I would say as of right now, as I'm recording this at the end of November, we were able to accomplish that break even mark. With some months even, basically though, I should say, we haven't broken even every single month. Some months this summer was not great. Summer's never great, but this summer was definitely not great. Like our worst summer in a long, long time. So my point is we lost a lot in summer, but then like with PPP and things like that, we were able to even it out as of right now. Okay. I will tell you that PPP loan saved us. It was a massive, massive thing. I am so grateful for the SBA. That was really, truly a lifesaver to us. Now, here's the thing. The goal is to get as much of a profit margin as possible, knowing that we're going to dip. So if my goal before was just get break even, the goal as soon as we got break even was how much can we profit, even if it's $1,000. Or 2000, right? We're just going to keep pushing. Like, how do we get higher and higher and higher? Knowing that going into another shutdown is going to have us, it's going to cause some of our clients to want to drop, right? Now, that's what I want you to understand. I also want you to think about this. Do not expect another PPP loan. Okay. So again, prepare for the worst. So if you're thinking, well, the last shutdown, the PPP loan came in and we were fine. So now you're thinking that's going to happen again. But why would you think that? That is not something that has been said. That is not something that has been promised. We have no idea if that is going to happen. So do not hope for the best here and assume a PPP loan is coming. Okay. So I think one of the reasons we are in such good shape is because I never expected it. And honestly, I wasn't expecting it because we didn't get it the first round. We did not, we applied immediately, but we did not get funding and they said it was gone, right? So we were actually like round two. It took us almost, I think, 2 or 3 months before we received any funding. But it was such a blessing in disguise because I had to work like it wasn't coming because honestly, I didn't know if it was. And now I realize I have to keep working like no one is going to help me because that will get me in the best shape I can. If you're working and thinking, oh, the government's going to help us or this is going to happen or my state's going to do this or I'll get another grant, that is again where it's like you're preparing for the best. And when the best doesn't happen, you won't be prepared. Okay. So I'm working right now like there is no money coming because guess what? There really might not be. Okay. Now, if another round comes because of a shutdown, right? If we get another round of PPP loans, whatever, great. Icing on the cake. I'd rather have that to be a bonus. My CPA and I, we are always having our numbers be very conservative. We are not going like, well, no, I think we'll do an extra this much, throw that in there. No, no, no. We're like, this is what it looks like you're going to do, right? Let's err on the side of caution and really have that be, again, like that buffer, okay? Now, knowing that a shutdown could happen any day, right? And probably definitely in January is what my mind is thinking. Now, I'm not getting political here. Please don't take this as a political comment. But in my mind, again, I'm preparing for the worst, you guys, okay? So in my mind, I'm thinking at the very least, a shutdown is going to happen when we switch over to the new president, right? I have seen many things where he has said, like he believes a shutdown will help, right? So in my mind, again, if you're like, that's not happening, he did not say that. No, listen, prepare for the worst, right? I am preparing that the worst case scenario is he jumps in and all of a sudden we are closed, okay? So again, not political, I'm just preparing for what could happen. So in my mind right now, I am thinking we could close any day, right? And then I'm thinking best case scenario is we close in January. Now, again, if I'm wrong, if we don't close in January, icing on the cake. So I just want to show you what is happening in my brain because I think we are in like really, really good shape right now. And I know from working with hundreds of entrepreneurs that many of them are not in great shape. Okay. Now, I hope I'm wrong. I hope there is no shutdown in January. I will be ecstatic if you agree with that, okay? I'm not hoping for it. I'm just preparing for it. Now, if I know we are going to experience most likely a massive dip because I already know that 100% of my clients, they're not interested in going from in-person to virtual. I am positive of that. I have proof from last March to show you that. Now, last time, here's what I want you to understand too. Last time in March and April, I want to say, I think we had like a 90% retention in the beginning. And I'm not expecting that this time because last time my clients thought that it was for 2 weeks. And so did I. We thought we were only going to be closed for a tiny bit. And then we thought, well, maybe, okay, not, it's longer than 2 weeks, but maybe it'll be 2 more weeks. Like people were holding on to, this will be short and sweet. Now people know, I mean, here in Wisconsin, we were closed, I think for 2.5 months. Okay. People are not going to hold on to the idea that this is temporary, which is why, again, my preparing for the worst is to get ready for a massive drop. Now, if I kept 90%, this time, you guys, I might only keep 50%, and I hope I can even keep that, right? So again, I start to think about worst case scenario and who do I need to be to sustain worst case scenario. Now, this is where I'm hoping that my two brand new products that I'm coming out with, they're pandemic proof, meaning they can sell in a pandemic. And here's the thing. Nothing is really pandemic proof, but it's pandemic friendly, right? It's kind of like I'm gluten-free and it's kind of like when they tell you like it's gluten friendly, it's not really like gluten-free just in case, right? I kind of feel the same way about this. So one product is coming out, I think in the next week or two. And the other one is going to be, we're going to start to sell it in December. and have the program start in January. And I am doing these two things now, knowing and hoping that they could be making up for a 50% drop or a 20%. I mean, whatever happens, right? We are just trying to get these, and they're pandemic proof, where they're also going to be sold not just to my local brick and mortar area, but we will heavily focus on our local brick and mortar area because they're as warmed up as can be. Like, they're a massive list for us, but we're also going to sell both products nationwide, which opens the doors for us major. Okay. Now, again, these products are very different. If you're thinking I'm just selling dance classes virtually online, I can tell you people are not interested in that. Okay. We tried to sell that back in March and April and May, and people just didn't want it. So we are coming up with different ideas that people do want, and this would be exciting to them. So stay tuned. Okay. So the question is, what are you creating? You might be thinking, oh, I'm not creating anything. I'm just waiting it out. I want you to have a plan of creating something new. Now, both of these products that I'm creating, they are not quick, generate money and then be done with it. These are two products that I see us keeping forever. I see these two products totally changing what we are selling. Not changing what we are selling, but adding to it, right? So right now I know what my major, most popular classes are at my studio. I think both of these will become like two of the top five, especially because the nationwide aspect of the volume, what we can sell, right? So what are you creating? What is pandemic proof right now, right? And if you don't have one and you're not even thinking about it, you need to, right? This is why I'm doing this podcast. I need to get you thinking differently. Most businesses are not going to survive the waiting this out, right? Waiting and hoping is not a strategy. And that's what I really want you to take away from today. I just keep asking myself, who and what are essential to the business right now, right? Everyone and everything else has to go, which is a really hard decision. The pandemic has made us have to step up our game, right? We have to be more resilient. We have to be making tougher decisions. We have to act faster than we've been acting, come up with ideas faster, right? We really have to be adapting. Now, what I want you to start thinking about too is this proactive versus reactive. So if a shutdown is coming, because we're thinking worst case scenario here, because I know every time I say that, somebody's like, you don't know that, Stacey. I know. But again, worst case scenario. Now, I know that none of us really know what's going to happen or what it's going to look like or when it's going to be. But if you are preparing for no shutdown and it happens again, you're going to be screwed. Like, this is going to be hard for you. So please join me in thinking about, like, let's just go there. Okay. So here's an activity that I want you to do. This right here is going to be the biggest thing you could take away from today's podcast. Okay. So the activity that I want you to do is, if you got a text or an email right now from somebody on your staff, okay, or a friend or somebody that is watching, you know, the governor talk right now, and you get a text that literally says, we have to close tomorrow. Like, we are being ordered. It's a shutdown. It's tomorrow. Okay. So go there. Imagine you're there. What are you going to do right now? So meaning, what communication needs to happen? What layoffs would you have to do? What immediately comes to mind that you need to do right this second? Okay. My biggest tip is, go do all of those things right now and have them there as your first draft. Okay. Because when something happens, you'll have less scrambling. You'll say, okay, great. Go get the email to our clients. Go get the, let's open up the plan of who's getting laid off first or what this would look like or whatever it is. Okay. Do it now, so there is less scrambling later. Okay. Now, the last thing that I'll share too is, one of our biggest strategies, I mean, this is a strategy we always do, but we definitely are really focusing on it right now and telling our employees, like, this is your number one thing. We don't care who you are or what you do in our business. This is your number one goal. Keep our people happy. Okay. Retention, loyalty, raving fans, That is what we all need right now. We need to love up on our customers and make sure they are getting exactly what they need. Because if they get laid off, right? Like if they lose their job and they can't continue to spend what they've been spending, you might be the first thing they cut out, right? And I want to be one of the last. Now, when I cut back, back in March, when I was like, oh my goodness, what is happening? And I started cutting expenses like crazy. The first things to go were the things that I wasn't actually using. I had no personal connection with the company, right? Those were easy to knock off. Now, there were some where I was like, oh, you feel so bad. They're like real small business owners where a family is running this, or you personally know them, or they personally know you, and you're really using it and you really love it, right? Those were the last things that we held on to. Now, you have to really ask yourself, what are you doing to make sure that they are fighting to continue to pay for your services? They want to see you. They want to see you here at the end of this, right? Now, another thing too is we have taken a lot off of our team's plate. So we want them serving our customers, not doing like tedious little office work behind the scenes while they're at the front desk or while they're in the classroom. We didn't have them put up our Christmas decorations this year. We usually decorate the studio with a Christmas tree and it's beautiful inside. But my point was, I would rather pay the receptionist to make phone calls and check in to see how people are doing and how things are. And, you know, I want to do things that really make a massive difference, because everybody needs to be using their time wisely. So go look at what you're outsourcing and you're delegating and what they're doing, and ask yourself, do we really need to spend money on that right now? Or is there a better use of our money and our time? Okay. All right. That is it for part one. Now, if you are a Foot Traffic Formula or Powerhouse client, get ready for all the juicy details in part two. We are going to make sure we'll add this to your private Facebook group as well. Now, for everybody else, our theme for the month of December in our free Facebook group, the Foot Traffic Community, is a December sprint. How do we make the most out of December to set us up for success in January? It is time to get to work, to make things happen, and to make sure that you are taking advantage of the time we have left. There is no, let's slow down in December to enjoy the holidays, right? This is, you better get your act right together and you better get systems in place to make sure you're still here in 2021. Now, two things that I want you to do. First, definitely get in the free Facebook group, the Foot Traffic Community. Join us for a weekly bonus episode that is going to be all tailored around this December sprint, making the most out of the year. And then step number two is, for those of you that are like, I need coaching right now, I need out of the box thinking, I need to know what to do, how to save this business, how to scale my business in 2021, definitely reach out to us. Come join us in the Foot Traffic Formula program. And again, you'll get to see part two as one of our bonuses we're throwing in this week as well. Just shoot us an email, info@stacytoschel.com, and we'll send you all of the details, or go to foottrafficprogram.com. All right, guys, I will see you next week for another episode. Bye, everyone. Hey, before you go, have you considered joining us in our next 30-day bootcamp? If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then you will love the Beginner Bootcamp, where we help you build your first marketing funnel in just 30 days, and it's only $97. Hurry and register at stacytuschel.com/bootcamp to sign up for our next live bootcamp starting on the 1st.